Hello, we're back. It's Fat Mascara.
We are back.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
Listen, guys, we are in different seats. We're recording in the morning. We haven't done this in, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah.
So, okay, bear with us if it's a little rusty.
You know what I just thought about? I remember reading that if you switch, like, sides in the bed with your partner, it inspires empathy and compassion.
I was literally like, ooh, better sex?
No. Better, like, understanding
oh.
and a shift in perspective. How do you feel?
I feel really empathetic towards you. No, it is. It puts a whole new perspective
on
this.
It's weird, right?
It's very weird.
Try it. I tried it once. I really liked it. Okay.
Well, it seems right, though, because there's, like, new stuff going on in our lives. So what are we going to talk about?
Okay. So we're going to talk about those big things happening in our lives. Big things. Big, big things. Okay? I mean, we're ready to drop a couple of bombs on you. And then also, when did you start wearing makeup? We want to know. If you do wear makeup, of course, that was very presumptuous. And then it's Fashion Week. How can we not discuss?
It's New York Fashion Week, which becomes Fashion Month. And honestly, I'm already calling it New York Beauty Week. Stay tuned.
I like that.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, lots to talk about.
Yeah.
I was absolutely writhing on my couch with jealousy of your trip. And I've seen a lot of nice trips
on
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I went on my honeymoon, guys. That's also why we didn't have an episode last week.
Right. So Jen was in Botswana. Mm-hmm. And you have to, if you're not following at Jen_edit, please do.
I highlighted my Botswana story.
Holy cow. You could basically pet the animals if you wanted to.
I kept thinking about you because there were so many beautiful cats, and I know how you
big
love
cats.
Leopards, lions. Basically, they don't, when they see the safari jeep, they don't see it as humans, and it doesn't bother them in the least. I got a couple DMs from listeners who were worried about poachers and worried about animals being healthy, and we actually picked Botswana because they're is very low incidence of poaching because you have to pay these insane fees to get into their national parks.
Right.
And like 90% of it goes to local communities. So they're inspired not to poach because they make money from you coming to see the animals.
Right.
So it's actually like a haven for animals in southern Africa.
Thank God there's a haven for them somewhere.
And I I saw everything. Elephants, lions, leopards, cheetah, monkeys, hippos, bat-eared foxes.
Oh, and you know what was interesting? You kept on showing these dogs.
Oh, wild painted
dogs.
There's
not a lot of these dogs left.
5,000 left, apparently, in the world.
That is so heartbreaking. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get political on this podcast, but it's getting so bad.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. Wildlife. Just world. Wildlife world.
My beauty, also, I just want to say I'm back, but like, it was like I was getting a 2-week microdermabrasion treatment because Botswana's Okavango Delta is in the Kalahari Desert.
Say that again.
Botswana's Okavango Delta.
I just love it. It sounds like
a Kalahari Desert.
It sounds like it's from like the Lion King, like Okava.
It's a river name in Angola. And then anyway, it dumps into the Kalahari Desert in northern Botswana. And that's what makes this delta. There's no rocks, there would be nothing there. It would be just sand. So it's sandy, sandy, sandy with water on top. But like everywhere we went, the wind goes when you're in the Jeep. And it was like I was getting like finely blasted with a fine sand microdermabrasion the entire time.
But not one that you wanted though, right?
Kind of not. Yeah. And we wore so much sunscreen. And one night we were both like, how are we sunburned? And I was feeling it. I was like, wait, I think it's like wind burned, like a,
wow,
you know, like a manual exfoliation that I didn't ask for.
How was the shower plumbing situation?
There was hot water. We only had one night where we had a camp with no water, like under the stars just for fun. But like, you know,
okay,
it was glamping.
And you peed outside and stuff.
I peed outside a lot.
Yeah, I saw that photo.
Lots of, there was no beauty. Let's be honest. I didn't wear makeup for 2 weeks.
That's so nice though.
And now I'm just layering on the Walita skin food to like recover from the dryness.
Did you feel like, I mean, it's your honeymoon. You want to feel like pretty and all that. Did you feel like cool not wearing makeup? I'm not insinuating that you should.
You know what's funny? Yes. I never felt more beautiful. Like it was like,
aww.
I don't know. Eric was like, I don't know. We were being all natural and I didn't even think about it. Yeah,
oh, that's really nice.
It was really nice.
I probably would have like done a couple like swoops of mascara off to the side if I was on safari.
I mean, like we didn't always have mirrors and stuff.
Oh.
Anyway, while I was gone, you went and had some big news yourself.
Okay, so
what's going on?
All right.
What's going
on? Okay, it's big. It's big. I feel like nervous. I feel like a little kid. I have to share something in front of the class. So guys, I'm going to have a baby girl. It's crazy, right?
Baby fat mascara.
I love a fat baby.
Congratulations.
I was kind of fat.
Everybody's congratulating you from their little headphones sitting in their cars on the way to work and whatever. So I'm saying it for all of them. We are so excited about
I'm
baby
very
Matlin.
Excited. We will not have a major hiatus in programming. I looked at the test and I was like, what's going to happen?
When are you due?
I'm due on Valentine's Day. So I've been calling it little baby Cupid, but then I looked it up and Cupid is a boy.
Okay.
So, but.
Well, as we discussed, gender is a construct.
Yes, exactly.
And
so, we're just talking about this outside of the
like
studio.
Like gender reveal parties and everything.
Yeah.
But technically right now she has girl.
I have a girl. Yeah. A girl with girl parts. This is like the wokest baby announcement
ever.
No, it's
how you should be. I just feel like it's weird to do.
She's got girl parts. Thinking of names, I think I have one, not telling anyone.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no, I don't want like the commentary.
Of course.
Let's talk about commentary for a second.
Okay, so this is what we really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and I'm sure if any of you guys are pregnant, have been pregnant, or moms, whatever, I would love to hear your stories. So you guys are my friends, so I'm just going to tell you the real. I've talked about this before. Last summer, I went off of this chronic headache medication, migraine medication that I take. I've been taking it for almost 10 years, twice a day. It's intense. And obviously, it doesn't cure them, but it certainly curbs them. Well, you have to be off of it for like a month or so. I think it's like 2 weeks, but my neurologist said, like, just get off of it for a month before you start trying. So I went off of it. Boom, 5 pounds. Now, I'm not trying to trigger, if this is uncomfortable for you, just fast forward. I'm not trying to trigger any of those neuroses, but I have like neuroses about that stuff.
About weight stuff.
About weight. So many women do. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, it's going up, up, up. And then I'm going to try. And I'm going to like just like all summer, just gaining, gaining, gaining. And then, you know, like I was.
Oh, that was so, this summer, actually. This weekend, not last summer.
Yeah. Oh, no, but last summer I went, remember, went off it for like a hot minute. Right, right. And then I went back on it like a month after. So this, I mean, it was really hard, like mentally for me. And then I got pregnant, like, you know, I'm very fortunate. I realized this. I got pregnant very quickly. But the post weird withdrawal weight gain plus like the progressive weight gain has been really like mentally hard for me. And I feel really vain and really crappy saying this because it's like the focus should be on the baby, not like your genes.
No, it's not a vain thing. You're talking about something that makes you feel
uncomfortable. Yeah, this has been like a lifelong thing for me. So as listeners of the pod will probably know. So anyway, I'm getting upset about it, but I'm trying to like shelve my feelings. And then I came out this weekend that I was pregnant.
She did the requisite Instagram post.
Yeah. My Instagram post does not have like the drama of Jen's like dogs and lions.
People like a baby better, trust me.
So I got a lot of 99% amazing congratulations. Like, so like there was nothing complex about it all. It was so nice. But a couple of people.
Now this is what I want to talk about.
Sorry. It's like the long wind up. We're like, I knew it. And I thought that it was some like sixth sense thing. They're like, you've been bigger. You got bigger. Your body's changed. Or I saw in that photo. And like, I have to tell you, and I don't mean the photo from like 2 days before because I did look kind of pregnant. I regret posting that. But like, but it really like, in what world? I don't know, guys, just please don't ever say that to someone. I noticed you were getting fuller or you have that glow. And then they do something with their hands that makes you look like Papa Smurf or like, you know.
People think they have carte blanche when you talk about pregnancy. Your body becomes like a public issue all of a sudden.
Yes. And I really
regardless
don't
if they're
like
not petting your belly or whatever. We're not even talking about that.
Yeah.
It's just like all of a sudden you realize, oh, right, people look at my body every day.
Yes.
Whereas when you're not pregnant, you wouldn't even know that people are looking.
Yeah, it's just kind of brought new attention. So I don't really have a resolution for this, but if anyone has any stories they want to share with me.
In 6 to 7 months, you'll know. I'm just
kidding. No, my God. Yeah, I mean, I know it's only going to get like more extreme.
Oh, no, I meant you'll have a resolution because you'll have a baby.
Oh, yeah, but that'll probably be like, you know, dealing with the aftermath
of
that.
Listen, we are here for you. The listeners are here for you.
Thank
you. If you want to talk about it as it goes on, no one's going to think it's like, whatever, you're making a baby. Stop complaining about feeling overweight or fat. That's how you feel.
And if you, I know how many people struggle to get to this point. So I understand that people may
you
have
mixed. You should be grateful, blah, blah, blah.
Or like, you know, it's about the health of the baby. I'm very concerned about the health of the baby.
Of course, but that doesn't mean you're not a woman who can't feel this way.
Yeah, I'm finding it hard.
Listeners, are you with me? Like, we're in support of you.
I do have a trainer right now just to keep me strong. Not to lose weight, but to keep.
Like your muscles strong, supporting extra weight.
I got a wonderful trainer at Equinox. Her name is Vanessa. And she specializes, like she works a lot with prenatal and like
cool. So maybe throughout the pregnancy, don't worry. We're not going to turn into a motherhood podcast.
No.
But, you know, there are beauty effects to all of this and your health and whatever. I feel like we should like share.
Yeah, we'll get into it. I know a lot of you asked like what kind of products are you using? What are you not doing? What are you doing? We'll get into that soon. So anyway, thanks for your patience and thanks for all of the well wishes from everyone. So many thoughts running through my head as this whole journey continues, and I'm paying a lot of attention to like little girls on the street and what they're doing and how they look, and I'm like, I'm looking at other people and like judging. I think it's very interesting to raise a girl, especially when we are in this world.
And we work in the beauty industry.
Yeah, like we're for it. You know, like this is not. I'm not in academia. You know, like this is
baby's going to be exposed to some glamour,
some glamour. I mean, Jeff works in beauty. Like it's kind of crazy. So, I've been thinking, you know, what I see all these like mommy and me makeovers, manis, and all that, and like I see girls who, oh my God, they're like 12 years old, and I swear to God, I didn't look that hot when I was 25.
Yeah, and we even had on Facebook. I was looking. I think the woman's name was Whitney. She was talking about her daughter's 10, and is it time to wear makeup because her daughter showed interest in I believe brow gel, which I was like, ooh,
that's
yes,
very benign.
Whitney's daughter.
Yeah, that's
yes, but also it is cosmetics.
Yeah,
and so. I remember like there was the gateway makeup.
Okay, yeah.
For me, it was like CoverGirl lip slicks. Do you remember those? Well, first you had your like Dr. Pepper, you know, Bonnie Bell lip smackers. Yeah. Though I've said Bonnie Bell recently and nobody under the age of 30 has any idea what I'm talking about.
That's very upsetting.
They just call it lip smackers.
Bonnie Bell, if you need a rebrand, call us.
Yeah. And then I would keep going towards a more tinted one and see if my mom noticed.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, like CoverGirl lipsticks. The color payoff was shit on the CoverGirl lipsticks, but on purpose. They were
Nikki Taylor was in the ads.
Yes, Nikki Taylor was in the ads.
I'm like, why do I know this?
And in my caboodles, I had that. And like, you know, a couple other things that weren't real makeup.
Now, how old were you at this point? I need to know.
So I think my Aunt Ellen gave me my first makeup, I want to say eighth grade. But I was young for my year. So I think I was 12.
Okay. 12. But you were like in the light stuff, right?
It was like before I even got my period. Yeah.
Okay.
I got my period at 13. I guess I'm a late bloomer, whatever. But I was thinking maybe that's when you do it, when you hit puberty. But girls seem to be wearing makeup even younger, right?
Yeah. I've always been like a little embarrassed at how young I was wearing makeup.
How old were you when you started wearing makeup?
I think we spoke about this a few years ago. So like if you've heard this, we're just once again.
How young?
When I started going to middle school. So I was your October birthday. I'm September birthday. I turned 12 going into middle school. But I didn't like go from like nothing. Like I didn't like gradually stuff. I had like the kissing coolers and the roll-on.
And then you went all in.
But my mom was like down. I mean, I don't know what she thought inside. Maybe she thought, I don't like this, but I need to let her experiment. Like I remember we went to the Clinique counter. I got my three-step system.
A little black honey.
Yeah. We got like this, listen, also guys, it was the 90s, so the aesthetic was different. I got which is exactly what my mom had, which was liquid, like perfectly balanced foundation.
Foundation?
Yes.
Who needs foundation when they're that age?
It was, but this is why I go back to the aesthetic. Mm. Remember, it was all about like the matte studio fix. It was like 1993. Mm-hmm. Like think about like the videos for like Shoop, that kind of like matte and then like a Toast of New York Revlon lipstick.
Mm.
Pretty dark. And then I wore like, I mean, I did it tastefully, but like liner, mascara, the whole nine. I basically just duped my mom's kit, but I was 12. Then I turned 13.
Yeah.
And then 14. Yeah. But to me, it wasn't like, this is sexual or like, you know, I'm going to like go do something like really like horrible. Like it was just really fun. And I was like, oh my God, I used to look like this kid. And now this is like a rite of passage where I kind of, own your look. Isn't that like the tagline?
And I think that's what you have to keep in mind this day and age. We shouldn't just automatically assume wearing makeup is sexualizing a girl.
Yeah.
Most of the girls I know, and personally me, why I got into beauty has nothing to do with what the opposite or same sex thinks of me sexually. It's fun. It's art. It was like a creative outlet for me. It bonded me with other women.
Completely.
It bonded me with other girls. It was learning about it. It was collecting the products like little collectibles. So I feel like moms out there, if they're having this discussion with their daughters, like you have to put it in the right context. You're doing this because it's fun, not because you're trying to change what you look like.
Exactly. It was like an affordable, like, you know, Troy Surratt told me this thing that he'd read about once, and he wasn't endorsing it. It was just like a really interesting theory about how, like, you know, young girls, you know, this is very heteronormative. This is like, you know, I wouldn't say this is everyone, but a lot of girls are attracted to dolls and colorful things. You know, like there is kind of this quote unquote like girly stuff.
Yeah.
And then you grow out of it. But that desire may be through this theory transposed onto things like makeup and fashion. So you don't have to agree with that. Troy wasn't rubber stamping that. I just thought it was a really interesting theory.
But a lot
theory.
Of women want that outlet.
Yeah, I know I did. I was like a crazy person with like all the colorful like dolls and toys and coloring books and all
so
that.
So the question is, little baby Matlin, what age is she going to be able to wear makeup if she wants to?
I think, like, I want to show her, like, what looks good, what I think looks good.
And then she'll do the exact opposite.
I know. I love we have this on record so she could, like, listen to it and, like, laugh and hate me. But, like, I don't know. I do want her to feel creative and express herself with it. But, like, I think it's not the medium. It's, like, what you do with it, you know?
And the message.
Yeah.
All right. In 10 years, we're going to play this for you, little one. So it's New York Fashion Week. Actually, it's the end of New York Fashion Week, which you guys probably know what this is. It's when all the designers show their clothes for summer, spring 2020, and then they'll do it in other cities as well. Jess and I are invested in this because we like to see the beauty news. What are the beauty trends? What's going on?
I love to see the beauty news.
Backstage reporting, what makeup artists are doing what shows, what hairstylists are doing what shows. And can I just say, for the past few years, I've been like, it was either nothing, or like all crazy makeup that you would never even do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then this year, New York brought it. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, color, wearable, beauty looks, hair accessories. Nail art was back. Because you know how nail art got really minimal for a while?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still chicer than it was.
But it's back.
I'm loving it.
So what are some of the highlights for you?
Truly, okay, this is a random one, but Jin Soon did the nails at TB, and I love that brand.
Yeah.
And she made these sculptural metal, like, rings that she put on two of the fingers. You know how I love, like, a punk,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, heavy metal.
They're always, like, very graphic, that show.
Yeah. And then it is. The show was clean, but it was, like, it was still cool.
Yeah.
And then I've been seeing lots of brightly colored eyeliner, and I'm inspired. Like Chromat had it, and then Pyre Moss, and then who's this? Ulla Johnson. You think of Ulla Johnson, like, you know, it's like that
more
hippie
like
girl
dippy.
That's like in Brooklyn somewhere,
yeah.
But with like this neon green.
I love that
of color, and that was Romy Soleimani. How do you say his last name? I always mess it up.
Oh, it's a girl, Romy.
I don't think I've ever met her.
She's cool. She's like petite. She has like short hair.
Well, she for Bobby Brown did Ulla Johnson's makeup.
Yes, she does.
And Mac did Chromat. And and Diane Kendall still kicking.
I saw Diane Kendall backstage at Tom Ford yesterday. First of all, she has this beautiful blonde hair, and like she's pumped it up to like a platinum.
Ooh.
And I noticed, and I was like, hey, like Diane, love your hair. Walk away, and then Gigi Hadid is right behind me, and she was like, I love your hair too.
Gigi Hadid copied you?
No, I think Diane's hair was just so great. But Gigi Hadid, wow, I mean, she is absolutely stunning. She came in wearing like no makeup, very stunning, and like a crop top. And I was just like, in the corner.
Well, she's 12, so.
She's 12.
Also, I didn't mean to say like Diane Kendall's like 500, but I just remember.
No, she's legend.
When I was a baby beauty editor, I always thought that her work was so gorgeous.
She is legend.
One last thought before I want to hear about what you really enjoyed.
Yes.
Another one with brightly colored eyes. I really think this is going to be the trend we're all going to be taking away is this brightly colored. Lots of 80s references to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jeremy Scott, of course.
So, I was going to bring up Jeremy.
It's
Keep
funny.
Going.
It's like other designers did the Jeremy Scott blondes thing.
Yeah.
So like Jeremy Scott also had like a neon eye, and of course he had nail art, and of course our friend Miss Pop did it, and it was like confetti cool. It was that like Saved by the Bell confetti look.
I was about to say it's like the like very like I think it's like Memphis kind of style. It's rarely like, you know, the circles and the triangles and the squiggles. It's the max.
Yeah. So am I saying I'm going to wear all this? No, but I am going to try like a brightly colored eyeliner right on the lash line. And let's be honest, even though these are the spring shows, you know these trends are going to trickle down much sooner since we all see the imagery right now thanks to the internet. So I feel like everybody's going to be doing like bright eyes this winter.
Definitely. I completely, entirely agree with you on the brights. Anna Sui, which I think always, like, they never phone it in. They always do, like, a real look. I'm going to flash this photo to Jen, but I'll describe it. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it has, like, a salmon-y colored, like, peachy kind of sunset, dare I say, Fat Mascara-esque eye, like,
you
with
dare.
The gradient.
I agree.
The gradient is really great.
Which, by the way, just so you know, we had that gradient before Instagram changed its logo.
Yes.
In case you're not an old school listener, we literally made Fat Mascara's logo with that lovely gradient color, I want to say 2 months later. Instagram
it was really close.
Logo.
I remember. And I remember feeling like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And like no one knows, like, you know, what we're thinking.
What else did you like?
OK, so just really quick back to Anna.
Yes.
She has this little like kind of silver star underneath the lower lash
lots
line.
Lots of rhinestones and things.
Lots of like kind of like punky ethereal face stuff. And I put this on our Instagram recently, but Julie Schott, who was a beauty editor at Elle for a long time, she recently started a brand called Starface, which are these stickers that you like pop on your zits.
They're like colloidal patches, but in cute star shapes.
And there's another brand too, which I'm really sorry, other brand, I'm forgetting what they do, but they do like cherries and hearts and all that same kind of deal.
I can see the packaging and I can't remember.
Yeah,
black and white.
I'll come back to it. But the long and short of it, it's like face adornments, mm-hmm. which is really cool. At Tom Ford yesterday, I asked Diane, after I, you know, bothered her about her hair, I was like, so what's the look? Come on, just to give it to me straight. Because I feel like Diane is like, she's done this so many times. And I'm like, tell me how you got the look. I was like, just it was two words. And she was like, very Tom Ford. And that means like a glossy, smoky eye.
Always.
You know, a great lash, just mostly about the eyes. So again, like I didn't see a lot of lips right now. It's the focus on the eyes and the nails. Nails by May did the nails. I'm not saying this shape is for me. It's a soft stiletto, so they were really, yes. really long.
I see those and I'm like, mine are going to break off, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Soft stiletto.
But the color
a
was...
pump. not a stiletto.
Exactly. I'd love to hear Tom Ford say a pump. But they are this really yummy, gorgeous... I took a picture of it. Really yummy, gorgeous, like... kind of silky mauve color.
Ooh, silky mauve.
Yeah, look at that. Like, okay, hold on. I'm showing
like
Jen.
A mink
yeah,
color.
Like it's like a nice mauve.
Ugh, it's expensive it's Tom
like,
Ford color.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm all about, I know you're like the busy nails. I think the busy nails, it might be a bit too much for me most days, but I'm loving this like, it's like a glossy mauve.
And you could maybe elongate your shape and get it a little more into like pointed territory.
Well, you know, Lara, who is behind Pretty Connected, I saw her the other day and I'm going to put a link to her. She's fantastic. You should follow her. She had, I said, your nails are gorgeous because they were like long, but they weren't scary. Mm-hmm. She said she got acrylic tips.
Oh, I'm working on a story about how acrylics are back.
I think I want them, Jen.
Well, you're from New Jersey, so it makes sense.
Finally, like the truth comes
out. It's come
out.
Full circle.
I know. Like, I don't know what.
Oh, speaking of, I saw French manicure too. Somebody did like a thin white line. Was it Bettina Goldstein?
I don't know.
I can't remember the show. Wow, we really did our reporting well. We'll put a little recap on the
blog.
We're just
overwhelmed by the
beauty.
There's
just so much beauty. And we'll keep reporting on it, I think, in the next couple weeks and get some more into the details of how to do some of these things and maybe get Diane to come on, some other Fashion Week favorites to be guests.
Yeah, once they're done making their rounds. But P.S., should I get acrylics?
We'll talk.
All right. Shout me out if you have them. Bye.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E,
quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Guys, as you know, we didn't have a guest this week. It's all about us and you. So it's time to raise a wand, and we want you guys to get involved. We're starting this new thing. We really want to hear from you. We want you guys to leave us voice memos where you raise a wand to a product that you love. So we're going to start this out. Listen, Bargain Beauty. I just went on a freaking expensive honeymoon. This one over here's got
oh my god
got a plan for college savings.
$529, yo.
We need to,
and diapers.
We would like to know your Bargain Beauty favorites. I'm gonna say under $10.
Yeah,
because I really think in this day and age, you can find a good beauty product under $10.
I struggle with skincare though. I go to Duane Reade, and like if I have to get something in a pinch, it's like $25
for a moisturizer.
For like a moisturizer.
Yeah. Okay, so
what's
maybe
up with that?
Our listeners can help us. So skincare, beauty, hair, whatever, under $10 products that you love, leave us a voice memo, try and keep it under 15 seconds, and email it to raiseawand@fatmascara.com. So it's a new email address for this, raiseawand@fatmascara.com. Send us the voice memo. Honestly, you could put the name of the product in your name in the email, make it easier, but if it's just quick for you, you can just fire off the email, and then we'll share some next week or the week after at the end of the show.
I love this.
Now, should we raise our own wand?
Yes.
You go first, please.
Okay. I have been trying to like get into cleanup mode, you know, just like throwing stuff out.
Because you got to fit a baby in that apartment?
Oh my God. I mean, I think we might have to have a pulley system for the crib, for the bathroom.
Like, ooh.
Sorry, there's no
like
floor
that.
Space.
But someone should invent that.
I don't want to be the one.
I know. Then it's all,
I don't want to be the guinea
hanging
pig.
By ropes from the ceiling.
Can you just picture crank it out like next to the bed?
I bet you this exists somewhere. Anyway, go on. So you're in cleaning mode.
Okay, cleaning mode. Cleaning my brushes is such a chore. I do it like seasonally.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Do not as I say. Or no, do not as I do. Do what I say, whatever it is. But I found Thrive Cosmetics.
Right?
Oh, my God.
No, because she gives a lot to charity.
You're right.
The owner.
I totally did not realize that.
I actually don't know if you say cosmetics, but it's spelled like a
yeah,
cause.
Yeah, I know it is. Thrive Cosmetics, uh-huh. Guys. For the people in the back, cosmetics. It's a called Brush Hero.
It's a brush. It's a called the Brush Hero.
It's a called the Brush Hero. Brush cleansing pad. I'm so glad you're back. So it's this like silicone thing, and it has a little like, it's almost like, so you know, like those like dry body brushes that you
yes.
can like slip your hand underneath the strap, and then you're, it's kind of ergonomic. It's like that. It's silicone. You just kind of put the soap. I didn't read the directions, but this is how I did it.
Okay.
I put the soap all over the pad, and then I just started rubbing my brushes over it. So much better than paper towels. And P.S., do you know how expensive paper towels are?
And I actually have been trying to get off of paper towels. We've already abandoned the paper napkins, as I've discussed on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to get off the paper towels because, like,
man, they're expensive and it's wasteful.
I didn't realize how expensive they were. I went the other, we should get them like
on Amazon.
I
think it's also because we're in New York, so there's a premium for space. So they take up so much space in the aisles.
Oh, smart girl.
Because if you go outside of New York, they're not as expensive. But I bought Bounty 8-pack and it was $16.
$16 per roll, you got a deal. I bought a 2-pack the other day. It was like $6.99 at Duane Reade
for two rolls of
yeah. It was either Duane Reade or CVS.
Okay,
for
all the more reason to be using a silicone brush cleanser.
Exactly.
Like
stop
this.
With the paper towels and don't ruin your own towels. Get this.
The only question is, how do you know when all the makeup's off? Because you know, on the paper towels, you keep going until it's clean.
I think it's until you stop seeing like the runoff of
in the soapy water.
Sparkles and stuff.
Love yeah. it. So that's
$18.
That's a good one, and yeah. you'll use that a ton. I might have a new hair product.
What is it?
As you know, I'm very loyal to Sally Hershberger Wave Foam that has been discontinued.
Yes.
And lovely Sally sent me one.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. John Frieda Dream Curls Air Dry Waves Styling Foam. I love these product names. I don't know if Sally worked on this one, but I know she worked with John Frieda back in the day.
Yeah.
It is almost the same in her as hers.
What inspired you to try it? Because it's not a new product.
Because
right?
I keep looking for a wave foam that I can use because I don't want to spend $29 on eBay for my damn hair products
right,
anymore.
Right.
And so this one's, I think, $8.99. And
oh, that's good.
You put it in your hair wet, you let it air dry. You said today my hair looked nice and wavy,
yes,
curly.
Yes, I noticed. It's the first thing I noticed because your back was to me when I walked in. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if it was you.
And it's bouncy
yeah,
and
it's
wavy.
It's really nice.
It's not quite as moisturizing as the other one.
I mean,
but
your hair always looks nice, but you know what I mean.
It's not at all cut crunchy, so you get separated waves, but that aren't crunchy. If
they're
that
the perfect
sense.
Waves right now.
Yeah, and so if you have a nice wave or curl pattern and you want to try this without a blow dryer, I'm really liking it.
So you put it in when it's damp in the morning or at night? What did you do?
I'm horrible. I put it in at night. Mm-hmm. It's wet hair, and I go to bed with my wet hair. And honestly, I feel like rolling around on the pillow gives it a weird,
no,
cool wave shape that
it's
I like.
Good.
But you could stand up straight and air dry and probably have nicer waves. So raise
Love
a wand
it.
To that.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.